Hey, this is Serena Telly, and you're watching CMS TV.
It's Black Sabbath right here on your classic metal show featuring Ronnie James Dio on lead vocal with Lady Evil, going out by request to our own Lady Evil in the chat room, Shelly Rocks. And just before that, we heard something new from the band Air Raid from their latest release, Fatal Encounter, called Let the Kingdom Burn. And that one goes out by request to Ernie Hines checking in with us. And if you want to get a request in at some point in the show, feel free to hit us up on the email request@theclassicmetalshow.com. request@theclassicmetalshow.com. So there you are.
You've been liking being a spinning DJ, haven't you?
It's different. I mean, people come up with some different stuff that I haven't heard. I haven't heard this new Air Raid, and Ernie said that we would enjoy it. I actually did. It's some good classic metal.
Yeah, I listened to it. I thought it was my buddy Johnny Gioeli there for a minute. It sounded like it.
He has a little bit of a Blackie Lawless quality to his voice, as well as Johnny.
Mm-hmm. Good stuff. I like it. Thanks, Ernie.
Yeah, there's so there you are. Our fans participating.
That's right, and that was one I didn't know. I honestly had no idea on that. So yeah.
See, we even us old dogs can learn something new.
That's right. Even a guy that's laying around doing nothing but watching TV and listening to music. I had not heard that. So good stuff.
Right. All right. So you indicated today on the short time that we talked on the phone that you have a ton of stuff to get to. Is there something you want to bring to the table at this point?
Absolutely. We were talking in the first segment a little bit about YouTube.
Yes.
And of course, John Phillips in the chat room took his poke at me in the chat to say,
Wait a minute. Did your feelings get hurt?
Oh, I'm terribly offended.
Are you, are you shocked and outraged? Are you, did you have to cower in your safe space?
I just got to tell you, this is the last show I'm ever doing because those words were so harsh.
He ran you off the air just like you did to the Rev. How karma comes around.
That's right. But no, he pointed out, and boy, I don't know if he thought I didn't understand this or not, but he pointed out that the reason people didn't follow us to Rumble was because we're not as big as Steven Crowder.
Well, no, it's because people are lazy and they don't change their habits.
And that was kind of my point. It doesn't matter how big the show is. What matters is that people, you know, if it's being pointed out that the platform you're using is not letting you do what you enjoy hearing, and it's available the way you want to hear it on another platform, you would think people would gravitate to it, but they don't. And that's fine. I'm not mad about it. I'm not even mad that John fucking stuck me in the ribs with that one. I don't care. It's fine.
Well, it's no different than people who still listen to commercial radio in their car.
Yeah. Same exact thing. It's laziness. It's just, I'm too lazy to learn something new, so I'll just stick with the tried and true.
Right. I got my favorite classic rock station on, and they play the same 50 songs again and again and again. But the minute I get in the car, I turn on, WONE.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, look, us and them again. Cool. Hey,
look at that smile, Lynyrd Skynyrd. I love this song.
Yeah. I mean, holy shit.
I wonder if Running with the Devil will be next.
I sure hope so. Maybe some Freebird.
Yeah. I hope the Immigrant Song from Led Zeppelin is going to become on soon, because I haven't heard that since yesterday.
Yeah. Since 3 hours ago. I know it's funny, but whatever. I mean, he's right and he's not. You know, he's right in that, you know, we're not as big. And if we had 5 million viewers as Crowder does, you know, we would go to Rumble. People would come to Rumble. And that, but even Crowder, you know, I don't know if you saw this or not, but Crowder signed with Rumble this week.
Okay.
So he's going to be moving to Rumble. I don't know if that means he's going to be exclusively with Rumble, but he's not going to give a fuck about YouTube anymore.
No, Rumble was willing to give Joe Rogan a deal if you know, he got chased off of Spotify due to the, you know, due to the controversy of his words.
Sure. Well, Rumble signed Crowder. But if you look at Rumble, you look at Crowder's channel on Rumble, and he's been on it for probably about a year, and he has like 1.9 million subscribers, I think is the number on his Rumble channel. It's a lot. But if you look at his YouTube channel, has 6 million followers.
Right.
So two-thirds of his audience has not come over. Did not follow him, even though they were getting censored and deplatformed and banned and everything else week after week after week after week, you know, and people still didn't follow. They just were like, well, he's not on this week. I guess I won't do, you know, I guess I won't hear him. That's kind of how people took it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way it was with the CMS. You know, again, I know we're a smaller platform, but as a smaller platform, we were very vocal about we saw this coming and we did not want to censor the show.
Right.
And now what are we doing? I mean, we're not, me and you do not censor the show when we do the show live.
Yeah. It's just that you have to blank out certain words and,
yeah,
you know, things like that.
I quite literally have a document right here on my screen that I keep at all times. It says segment one, segment two, segment three, segment four, segment five. And every time one of us says a word or a topic we're not supposed to say, I go in here and I record it. And then I have to go back after and make a separate segment for YouTube. And if it's too much stuff, like there was the one episode recently where you were dropping the faggot word like 8 or 10 times or something in a segment. And I just was like, you know what? Fuck that. I'm not going to censor that. I just won't put it on YouTube.
I just won't put it up.
Yeah. And the YouTube people get fucked on that one. And you know what? Tough, because I don't give a shit about fucking YouTube.
Right.
Honestly. You know, I don't, but it has proven to be a necessary evil.
Yeah, right.
You know, I put the segments back up on YouTube. Every single segment's doing 5,000, 6,000, 7,000, 2,000 plays. Every segment. Mm-hmm. Where Rumble, it just doesn't do that much. Yeah. You know, and it's like, I get it. And, you know, and I'll address this real quick with Killer Miller, because I agree with him. Rumble really needs to improve the features on the site. No favorites, playlists, no watch lists. I agree with every single word of that, Killer. And that, my friend, is why I also offer Odyssey, which has all of that stuff, but no one wants to go to Odyssey. As much as Odyssey, of all these platforms, if you told me to pick the platform that I like the best between Rumble, Odyssey, YouTube, DLive, CMS TV, all of it, I would pick Odyssey. Odyssey is by far the best, and it has the least amount of traction. But it's the best. It is. They don't censor anything. It's all blockchain, so that even if they do try to censor, it's still out there in the ethos that you can get it later. Like, everything about Odyssey is perfect, and no one goes to it, and it sucks. But, you know, is what it is. So, you know, we're on Odyssey, we're on Rumble, we're on CMS TV, which I think is probably the best way for us, so that no matter what happens with all these third-party platforms, we have our own platform that nobody's going to fucking censor. So, you know, it is what it is, but, you know, nobody wanted to follow over. They wanted it on YouTube. So now you get a shitty version of us on the YouTube. So if that's what you enjoy, enjoy it. But it's never going to be our focus. It's just going to be, you know, the lady evil that we have to do.
Right. Absolutely.
You know, but anyway, that leads into one of these topics here that I've got.
Hey, next topic.
Yeah. Well, YouTube this week, the YouTube hierarchy put out this video on they have new guidelines for profanity.
Oh boy.
And the profanity guy, now I'll explain this. In fact, I won't explain it. I'll let this guy explain it to you. If you give a flying fuck about what their guidelines are.
Hey, language.
No, I don't care. You know, it's basically saying that they're making it almost impossible to make money, to be monetized on YouTube. That's really what they're saying. Is
yeah, they want all the content, and they want, you know, advertisers come on there, but they want to collect all the money.
They want all the money. They don't want you on it. So yeah,
they don't want to, you know, give you a cut for your create, you know, being a creator, creating content.
Yeah. So they've created all of these rules about, well, if you say these words, you can only monetize this much. And if you say this content, you can't be monetized. And if you say these words, then you can't even be on the platform. It's ridiculous, but that's not why I want to bring this video to the table. The reason I'm bringing this video to the table is because while they're trying to be, you know, a teaching mechanism for those that give a shit about this, this guy might be the most douchiest guy I've ever seen in a professional environment trying to explain profanity and what you can and can't say on YouTube. I don't even know what the guy's name is. Let's pull him up here.
Hey, folks, we need to talk about profanity.
This guy.
Is he an Australian or English bloke?
I guess he is, but I mean, he's a douchebag. And when you see and hear him going, you cannot say fuck or shit or cock. You know, it's like, I was laughing just listening to this dork.
Right.
But this is the world we're in now. This is what YouTube is bringing if you're into YouTube. So check this out. This is straight from YouTube. This is YouTube's guidance for being a creator on their platform. Check this guy out.
All right.
Okay, folks, we need to talk about profanity and the update we made at the end of November to our inappropriate language ad guidelines. You know, my full-time job is monetization policy. So before we get to the meat of it, let me say first and foremost, we have read all of your feedback.
Do you believe that?
Well, here's the thing. Am I supposed to recognize him as the guy behind, you know, creator guidelines?
I have no idea.
Because you know, my only job is, like, I should recognize you. I should know who you are.
Yeah, I know this. Could he have dressed the room and himself up in any more nondescript way?
Yeah.
Jeez, oh man, holy boring fuck. This guy is not a content creator. He is boring.
Yeah, he's beige on beige.
Yeah, but and his presentation is just as boring as could possibly be.
Right.
So, all right, a little more of this guy. Here we go.
And watch the videos you've uploaded with feedback. You've told us that retroactive reviews of older uploads were unexpected and that the community was not sufficiently informed of these changes and their impact. What I'd like to walk you through now is how we've acted on what we've learned from the update in November.
Now, I'm going to stop here for a minute. Notice how he didn't say, so we're pulling that back off of all the old content.
Yeah, well, we're gonna forge forward and strike people down for stuff they did 10, 12, 15 years ago.
But we heard you. We heard you say it.
That doesn't mean we're going to do anything about it, but we heard your voice.
We heard you saying that we're fucking you, but we're still going to fuck you.
Right.
All right, here we go.
Let's start with the policy. Our update last November aimed to improve the clarity and enforcement of our advertiser-friendly guidelines and to make it easier for creators to monetize brand-safe content. Since
brand-safe content.
Yeah, everything is non-offensive, safe, just wrap yourself in bubble wrap, okay?
Yeah. Whose brand are we talking about? YouTube's or ours?
I would say YouTube.
Yeah, because I was going to say, our brand uses words like cunt, fuck, and cocksucker.
Yeah.
Maybe their brand doesn't, but our brand does.
Yeah, and it's and the words are right in our brand. Fuck you, pal, hand job.
And hail and kill. So, all right, here we go.
Then we heard concerns from creators about the impact of this change. Upon reviewing our own enforcement data, we found the profanity policy resulted in a stricter approach than we intended.
But we're still going to do it. Here we go.
As a result, we are making the following changes to better reflect the goals of our initial update in November.
All right, so now they're going to adjust to what the people want. Are you ready for this?
Okay.
Here we go. You're going to laugh your ass off.
We are no longer treating all profanity equally.
Wow.
Usage of moderate profanity, words like bitch, douchebag, asshole, shit, at any time in the video content is now eligible for green icons.
See that?
Green icons.
That means you can get full money.
Yeah.
That means that you can get full money for it.
Bitch, asshole, douchebag, shit.
And shit, yeah.
Okay.
You say those words, you're still allowed to make money.
Right.
All right, here we go.
All right.
Under the November update, this would have received no ad revenue.
See?
Usage of stronger profanity, like the F word in the first 7 seconds or repeatedly throughout the majority of the video, can now run limited ads.
So he used the F word.
Yeah. What F word is that? Fire truck?
Right. Faggot?
Friend? Furry?
Fellatio?
Yeah, what word are we talking about here? Fucking Waylon Jennings look-alike here. Jesus. All right, here we go.
Under the November update, this would have received no ad revenue. Content using profanity, moderate, or stronger words like fuck after the first 7 seconds will now be eligible.
Before, and now he says fuck now.
Beats me. I don't know. He said
the F word and then he just said fuck.
Yeah, he said the F word, but now he said fuck.
Yeah, so why don't you just be consistent?
All I know is YouTube better not try and monetize their own video here.
Yeah.
Not allowed. He's using strong profanity.
And that's the other thing. It's just like who puts weight and gravity to what word in profanity is stronger than the other one?
Personally, I look at fucking as a positive thing. That should
right,
be
right, of course.
That's not a negative word. That's a positive word.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
For green icons, unless used repetitively throughout the majority of the video.
That's
as was the case before the update in November. Use of any profanity, be it something like shit or the F word, in titles and thumbnails.
Now we're back to the F word.
Yeah, a minute, 30 seconds ago, he said fuck, and now he's back to the F word.
That's right.
All right.
Wait, well, he doesn't want to use it too much, apparently.
Yeah, because this video will get demonetized if
that's right.
If he uses it too repetitively throughout the video.
That's right. This guy's a fucking dope.
See, I'm learning right away.
Too fucking ridiculous. All right, here we go.
We'll receive a yellow icon.
Oh.
Moderate profanity, like shit, in either the title or thumbnail will receive a limited ads rating.
See, can't use it in the title either.
I thought shit was a green word and now it's a yellow word.
Well, it's a yellow in the title and on the graphic.
Oh. Okay in this context, but it's not okay in this context.
Now you see why I wanted you to see this video.
Oh, okay.
Because their goddamn rules make no sense.
Yeah, I know. You could be in the green if you say it, but you'll be in the yellow if you spell it out.
Yeah, if you print it, then it's wrong. But if you say it, it's okay.
Right.
Because maybe people won't hear it.
Right.
All right. Unreal. All right, here we go.
And stronger profanity, like fuck, in the title or thumbnail, will receive a no ads rating.
Oh my goodness.
We've also clarified our guidance on how profanity in music is treated. Moderate or strong profanity used in background music, backing tracks, or intro outro music can earn ad revenue.
So if you say fuck, you don't get ad revenue. But if you write a song called Fuck You, You Fucking Fuck, then you can ad revenue it.
Right, because that's creative outlet, I guess. Or
yeah. So I guess what I need to do is just start running music underneath us so that we can monetize everything. Right? We could just call it a song.
Yeah.
Let me see. I'll put some music behind us here.
Well, we could play the original CMS theme song. Fuck you, pal.
Yeah. Fuck you, pal. Yeah, we could just have it behind us.
Yeah, fuck you, pal.
I mean, dude, what in the fuck are they thinking of here? This is ridiculous. Well,
they're not.
All right. Well, why don't you hum while we listen to the rest so we can monetize this? So fucking stupid. All right, here we go.
So, what's next? The videos that received a yellow icon as a result of the November update will be re-reviewed by March 10th. And if they get a green icon, the new monetization status will be reflected in studio. Note that some videos may remain with a yellow icon for inappropriate language. Like I said, if there's profanity in the title or thumbnail. While others may still have a yellow icon if they violate other advertiser-friendly content guidelines. For example.
See, again, this is what we've complained about forever. As long as the advertisers are controlling shit, then this is what you get.
Right.
Censored goop. Censored just crap. This is what people want.
Well, I got a message for him.
Okay.
First, take a big step back and literally fuck your own face.
All right. That just got you a no monetization.
No money for you, pal.
Yeah. Or maybe that's just yellow, but if you print it, then it's bad.
Right.
Because it's not in song form. All right. Here we go with this fucking goof again. Here we go.
If you have a video with an adult content violation, but under this update, the video is no longer violative of our inappropriate language guidelines, the video will remain demonetized as the alternate violation remains.
Ooh.
You can refer to your rating status page in studio to check which guideline your video may be impacted by. Now, I want to explain why we have to re-review older videos when we make a change.
This is compelling right here.
Yeah, well, and here's my thing. He said, this video came out, I think, on March 7th or 8th.
Okay.
And he said all old videos would be reviewed by March 10th, 2 days later. Now, we are one little tiny speck in the YouTube universe. We have 6,000 videos. 6,000. You're going to tell me that in 2 days they were able to review 6,000 videos.
Well, if they have their algorithms and stuff running that audio through their censorship thing that can identify words and stuff, I'm sure it flags a shit ton of things.
But even then, you still got to play it at some sort of a speed, even if it's at double or triple speed to pick up the words.
Yeah, I guess. I'm sure some will slip through.
Yeah, I mean, but that's just our channel. I mean, there's billions of videos on YouTube.
I'm well aware.
There's no way that they review billions of videos in 2 days or 5 days or 10 days. There's just no possible way they did that.
Unless, of course, they were already doing it.
Yeah, of course. Or they're just going to lie and make you have to challenge every single one of your videos, which is what I'm betting they're doing, is they'll just put them all as fucking limited or no monetization, and then they'll make you challenge it. They'll make you, you know, appeal. Ugh, YouTube.
Bad garbage.
Oh, bad word. I haven't heard that one in a while. Scott Clark just smiled a little bit.
Right.
Bad word.
All right, here we go. Here's more of this guy.
Basically, older videos still show new ads. Advertisers target both new and old uploads based on the kinds of topics they touch on. For example, the amount of profanity in the video, not when they were uploaded. Because of this, we need to make sure that ratings, even on older videos, are consistent with current policy. If any of your videos received a yellow icon as a result of the November update, they will be re-reviewed and updated, if applicable, by March 10th. And you'll see the monetization status reflected in YouTube Studio. Now, on effective communication. All our updates to the advertiser-friendly content guidelines we post to our update log, our ad-friendly guidelines forum, which notifies subscribers of new updates, the AFG page, and we do a feature right here on Creator Insider. Additionally, this time, to ensure monetizing creators learn about this change, we'll also show a notification in Studio, alerting you to this update and linking to our forum to read more on the change.
Isn't that exciting?
That is exciting.
In other words, for the people that actually have stock in Google or YouTube or whatever, we're doing everything we can to communicate with our base. Here's how.
Yeah.
We're writing 10,000 words that nobody will ever read, you know, but here's where it's posted in case you care.
Right. Well, and the other thing is he keeps using the term, we have to do this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you have to do this?
Well, probably because they're publicly traded. They have to make their policy known.
Yeah.
I'm guessing. I don't know. This guy's just a boob.
Yeah. Well, my nephew has some strong words for him.
Okay.
What a fag. He's probably non-binary too.
Come on, that's Chastity Bono, isn't it?
It is, pretty much. Now he's making fun of trans people.
I know. Well, this section's just not going up on YouTube. All right, here we go.
Finally, we'll be monitoring your feedback to identify any questions you have on today's update. So let us know what you think.
We're monitoring your feedback, but that doesn't mean we're going to do anything about it.
Yeah, we'll have somebody look at it.
Yeah, sure.
Anyway, that's enough of this guy. I mean, the rest of it is just horseshit, sucking his own dick about YouTube. So
no, it is. It's been horseshit from the very beginning.
True. That's very true. But wow. There he is. So there. All right. There's the platform that so many of you stick to like glue instead of moving over to Rumble or Odyssey or anything else.
Well, again, obviously, YouTube is no longer the Wild West it started out to being, almost 20 years ago.
Yeah,
and now it's all about the revenue, mm-hmm. the advertiser friendly.
That's right.
This non-offensive, everything's advertiser friendly.
Yep.
Because if some advertiser were to have their ad put on something that somebody doesn't like or agree with, we gotta boycott them.
That's right.
they sponsored a video where a guy used a bad word that I don't like.
Bad word.
Exactly.
So anyway, that's what's going on with YouTube. I thought you would enjoy. I just enjoyed the guy more than I did the fucking stance. I don't care about the stance because we're not monetizing our channel. I could give.
That's a very loaded statement, Mr. Aiken. I enjoyed the guy.
I did. Right when he effed my A, I loved it.
Right. Exactly.
Is that the way I'm allowed to say that on YouTube, aren't I?
Yeah, but just don't say it repeatedly.
That's right. Maybe if I sing it, then he fucked my ass. I guess that's okay.
Right.
Oh my God. YouTube is just fucking garbage.
Well, again, it's all about the money now. So it's just like now you got to play the game because, obviously Google is losing shit tons of money.
Yeah.
And laying off thousands and thousands of people. And now that big tech bank went under. And, they're scrambling to make every dime they can off the backs of the people who contribute to the site that made Goop, you know, made YouTube what it is. I mean, this reminds me of, you know, what, at least 10 years ago, if not longer, when that Arianna Huffington sold the Huffington Post for millions of dollars and walked away from it.
Right.
She started that Huffington Post, and a majority of the people, if not all the people who submitted their content to it, their articles and their pieces and this, that, and the other, and built this Huffington Post up, and then she just went and sold it and walked away with all the money.
Yeah, she's like, hey, fuck you, pal.
Yeah, thanks for building my site up and making it, a viable interest out there. So I'm going to sell it, and I'm going to take all the money, and, you can kiss my ass, because I'm going to go enjoy my millions of dollars that you guys helped me make and leave you with nothing.
I'll take my $30 million, and you guys can continue to work for whoever runs this shithole now.
Exactly. It's the exact same thing.
Yeah, it is. It's exactly the same. But such is the way of the world these days, man.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, that's YouTube.